Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And welcome to the Skim Show. Carter's also in the room. Are you just lurking over there?
Hey.
Lurking. Carter's about to graduate from the collegiate level of graduation. How do you feel about that?
I can't. It's hard to think about because I just have to focus on actually getting my grades done.
Are you worried that you're good though, right? You got it all covered. You're good.
She's good. So. She just has a lot of projects at the end of the year and finals, which are projects.
And they have to be graded well.
Right.
What if you grade
poorly? She just has a lot of work still to do at the very end, like every end
of
school year.
Yeah, it's hard to think about actual graduation when I'm so busy.
Are you going to do any kind of ceremonial hoo-ha? You don't care about any of that?
She got a cap and a tassel, so she'll get to take pictures.
I got tassels.
We'll get to stand on each side of her and take that collegiate family photo.
I burp, and I think people really enjoy that on the show when I burp. But I was going to say... What if you run your finals just totally bonks and you get like a crap grade? What do you do?
I know all of my professors on like a personal level.
Yeah.
I don't think they bonk my grade.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, that hardly seems like that's based on academic achievement.
I'm just saying like they.
Her grades are up enough now that even if she bombed something, she'd still make it.
Oh.
Because she's kept her grades up all year.
Yeah. Okay, so you'd be all right either way.
And, like, worse, if I really bombed, I'm saying personal-wise, they'd contact me and be like, hey, are you good?
Did you
like,
finish you know, this?
Plus, you're paying them. That's the other thing. When you pay for a thing, you better get the thing you're paying for. College is weird. You know? It's weird.
Bachelor's degree.
Well, it's all very exciting. Congratulations, Carter. And hopefully they won't call you Cartier when you go up to receive. Oh, you're not going up.
I'm not going up anywhere.
All right. Well, then there'll be no confusion. That was an old high school problem that she ran into.
High school graduation, she went up and they said Cartier Johnson. And I was like, how did they get that wrong?
It was the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Someone was pranking me, but no one's ever told me, so.
You think you got pranked? Who were you like close to?
I wasn't friends with anyone.
That's not true.
I
have
friends.
What's the matter? What'd you do?
I was just going to say, shut those windows so Rainer doesn't start barking at the ducks. Okay. We have ducks in the backyard today.
Yeah, for some reason the ducks have set up shop.
Storm is showing up in our backyard.
You think they're here for that?
Well, they kind of are hunkering down by the tree.
They left?
Yeah.
They took their frozen peas and left.
Carter gave them frozen peas. How do you know if frozen peas are what ducks want?
They say that it's better for them because like bread fills them up so they don't eat enough of nutrient-heavy stuff.
Yeah.
But peas... don't fill them up too quickly. They have nutrients that are good for them, and if they're frozen peas, they get more water.
Oh.
So basically, they went, ugh, they have healthy food at their house, and they left.
Well, what if I...
like your friend.
If I ate a handful of frozen peas, I feel like that would be a bad sign of life.
Well, it'd be bad for your teeth. It would hurt.
I don't think I would enjoy it. But ducks don't have teeth, right? They just have their...
Do they?
I don't know.
Geese
do. Geese have horrible... Geese
have teeth.
Anyway, so we're doing a show, and we hope you're all doing well. And it's so funny.
April Monday.
Last show we did, this was still sitting here, and I was still confused why yogurt has paint.
So I did a couple of home projects, and one of them was to paint some baseboards that needed to be done, and a couple of doors needed to be repainted.
Yeah.
And I had a little leftover paint that I didn't want to put it back in the container because I always feel like it has like dust in it and hairs and we have dogs and all that stuff. So I would put it in a yogurt container and Scott almost ate it.
I almost ate it. This is the problem. You didn't label them. You got to label these. Just write on there, not yogurt.
Ah, that's what it needs to write on there, on the Noosa containers.
Then you could write that on everything because anything that isn't yogurt is not yogurt. Anyway, so we've just been, you know, busy getting stuff done. Been about a week and some days since our second shot. So that's cool. Most of the other adults in my life who aren't idiots have gotten at least one, if not two.
Well, that was rude.
Why?
Who aren't idiots.
Well, it is idiotic not to get your vaccine.
Well, some people can't until the...
Right.
Well, yeah. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones that think it's
just
magic.
Calm yourself
there's
and
some
don't
kind of
call people idiots.
Devil microchip put in your arm or whatever bull crap.
And some people can't get it yet.
Those people I'm not talking about.
Okay.
They're cool. I got their back. They're good.
Okay.
It's people who go... And
no
being controlled
thanks,
by
no
the Illuminati.
Hell no. I'm like, okay, come on now.
Yeah, people. Knock it off. Anyway, so here we are, and we got stuff to talk about, including your emails. I thought before we'd get to that, I wanted to talk about what you made me this morning for breakfast. Now, you may not have thought much about it, but I loved it.
Oh, that's good.
So, and also the chat room that was live during TMS were impressed by the
with
presentation.
With my made-up sandwich, my made-up open-faced sandwich.
Well, Brian made the comment. You couldn't hear him because he's on headphones, but he said the comment about the presentation looked like you had just pulled it out of an InStyle magazine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was very complimentary, which, you know, usually he just sort of laughs and wishes he had food, but this time he had words to say. So, anyway, it was, I'll describe it. It's Kim's mom's.
Would you like me to tell you what was in it first?
Yes.
Start describing
what's
it.
What's in it?
So it was a sourdough bread.
Well, I got
a
that
slice
part
of sourdough bread, but I buttered it and fried it a little.
Yeah.
So it was like a...
Fried bread.
Fried bread. Then I made an open-faced sandwich by putting mustard and turkey and cheddar cheese, really good white cheddar cheese. And then I sprinkled some pieces of spinach. Like I cut them up and kind of make them...
Like little shreds.
Little shreds of spinach and put it on top. It was
mustard.
Pretty.
Don't forget the mustard.
I just said that.
Oh, you said the mustard. Did you say the cheese? What cheese was it?
It was a white cheddar cheese. It was the really good Irish cheddar.
So that combined with a bunch of mustard, and I think the mustard was the key component for me, but
and
that ended up
bread.
Being so good, dude.
I could eat that every bread day. Crispy bread makes it, too, because it's just like soft.
You want to just do that every day? Or
no? You want me to? I made you a shake today, too.
That's a lot of hard carbs. Hard carbs.
Actually, really good carbs, though, because it's sourdough, and my mom does not put any yeast in her sourdough.
No, her sourdough is like...
It's the only bread that doesn't bother me.
If you could, like, go back in time and, like, see some village people, and I don't mean, like, you know, YMCA.
The village people eat
the
their bread.
The village people. There'll be a policeman, an Indian, a construction worker, all making bread. No, but, like, these guys... You'd see people making bread like that. It's like unleavened freaking...
No, it's not
manna
unleavened.
Bread, isn't it?
No.
It looks like it. It looks like
unleavened
something you'd see...
Unleavened means it would be flat, and it would be like flat bread.
Well, hers is kind of flat.
No, it isn't. It's a nice loaf of sourdough bread.
It's a little saggy.
What?
I don't know.
Are
not,
you talking
it's not like
about?
Boof, like a big loaf of boof bread. It was like a lower to the ground, flatter bread.
Don't put it on the ground, first of all. Second of all, that's the way she makes her loaves because the way she shapes it, it's round, but it's short enough on purpose so they'll still fit in a toaster.
Gotcha. It's about the size
of a regular loaf of sourdough bread.
when I was at my fattest in 2019,
okay,
if I laid down and let my let my man breast sort of settle.
Oh,
that's
my
about
gosh.
The size of the bread.
You need to stop now.
Anyway, so that was really amazing, and I recommend it highly. I don't know how there's not really it's a recipe there. It's just, it was so good.
I started to make you a sandwich, and I thought, he's only going to want one slice of bread.
Was there bacon on that?
No.
That would have been the only thing I would have maybe added is like a little...
It was a peppered turkey, though. That's probably why you liked it.
That's probably it, yeah. There was something there, and I went, but I didn't get a lot of it. Turkey. Yeah.
It was basically a turkey sandwich, everyone. It's nothing very fancy, good. But...
It was really good, I'm telling
presentation
you.
Presentation is everything.
Small things make big decisions. Okay.
All right.
What else? Something else happened this week that I wanted to mention before we get to your emails. I don't want to just jump straight to them. What was it?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like all I've been doing is working on yard work, and I've put in some plants. I'm still working on that, putting in new mulch all around the house.
Oh, is old Billy Boy or whatever his name is still on the house?
His name's stuff Mike.
In? Mike, sorry, Mike.
And he was awesome, and he's all done.
He's got a hillbilly beard. It was great.
He was awesome. He did the fascia, the new fascia on the...
What's fascia?
It's right below the gutters. It's the stuff that... For us, was a cement board, and it was starting to get wet.
It was starting to leak and have a problem.
Yeah, so we got a new fascia.
That was like imminent leakage problem.
It was one more thing, that, the last thing that was stressing me out.
You thought she was barfing or something like
that. I did. Behave, Rainer.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a guy coming to work on that, and he was awesome.
That pretty much finishes our stupid gutter area things that we were doing.
Things that were stressing me out.
Yeah.
That so I don't know how to fix.
Do you feel less stressed about it now?
Much less.
Hey, Rainer, chill. Why now? Why during the show?
We have such crazy winters, too, where we have snow, and then that melts, but then we have very wet springs and very wet falls, where it's just a lot of rain. So.
Give me 1 second.
Let's put the dog out.
This small wingless bat outside.
Scott put the dog out.
And she's barking. Okay. the other thing was we got to see Van a whole bunch. And he's starting to get like, what's the word? He's starting to test his boundaries a little bit.
Yeah,
which is
fun
to watch. He's two, yeah. But he.
So when you tell him no, he falls to the floor.
Yeah, he's doing his little like
yeah.
And then there's times where he fake laughs to try to get everybody's attention, mm-hmm. things like that. It's funny to watch that stuff.
You know? It's a normal two.
I forgot that was part of the deal.
It's been a little while since we've been around a two-year-old.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
But the other thing, okay, that's what I was trying to get to. Because Van has cool, long, kind of cool hair.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to grow my hair out. Not to just be like him, but...
Why not?
I just want to grow it out. It's already grown. It's already got some pretty good length on it, and it wouldn't take much
to... You almost had me cut it 2 weeks ago.
I know. I almost buzzed it.
And I was like, you're going to regret us.
I'm going to actually try to grow it out.
I think you'll grow it out this time, and it'll be nice and long.
And I'm going to do like... I saw another like freaking middle-aged fart like me do it the other day, and it looked good. And I went, wait a minute.
Gosh, a middle-aged fart.
And he's like me, had crappy kind of brown, thin hair.
Well, yours is still purple right now.
Well, it's pink because the purple's wearing out, but we'll we'll fix that. But the point is, like, I want to be able to wear a baseball hat and have it kind of go out underneath it.
Flip out underneath.
Yeah, like some kind of 80s kid. I'll be back to my youth.
All right. Sounds good to me.
So that's the plan, and I'm curious what listeners think. If they think that's stupid, is that a midlife crisis? Is it dumb?
I don't think anyone thinks it's dumb because I feel like last year when everyone quit getting anything done because you couldn't go anywhere.
No one cut their hair, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like everyone kind of let it grow.
2015, I grew it out. Remember that?
Yeah.
I got chicken and shaved it in 2017.
You got it cut last year as much as you did is because I'm the one cutting it.
That's true. When you're stuck together,
if you had been going out to get your hair cut, you probably would have really long hair right now.
You know what's weird, though? I wonder if anyone can relate to this. If you can, we'd love to hear from you. Any, like, couples who were alone, for the most part, during the thick of the pandemic, so March through...
We were March through August.
August, yeah, of just hardcore.
Through the really scary part when no one quite knew what was going on. There was no vaccine. There weren't a lot of answers, but the numbers just kept climbing.
Yeah, numbers were out of control. Utah numbers were going up. Like, it was real bad.
It was about a year ago.
And I remember... thinking, and my sister said this the other day and it reminded me of it. My psychologist sister made the comment, people that were already headed toward divorce or some kind of conflict in their families got there. It just accelerated that.
Oh, I
because they were forced
it.
To be with each other. They were forced
around
to
each other 24 hours a day.
Communicate in a way they haven't been used to and all that. And if the kids aren't around or whatever, you feel like you just are, you know, those people felt trapped or whatever. I have, and I'm not just saying this to like you know, get the audience for the show going, ooh, that's nice or whatever.
What?
I really sort of, I don't know if the word is cherish, because I don't ever want another pandemic.
Appreciated it?
I liked that time. I didn't like the pandemic part of it, and I didn't like that everything shut down and we shouldn't go anywhere and cancel all our plans and all. I didn't like that.
It was right the first time you and I have ever had all the kids out of the house.
Yeah.
The very first time ever.
Since we got married, yeah.
Well,
since we got married, we didn't have kids right away. We were, what,
two? That's totally different, though.
No, I agree.
You were getting to know each other then. We've been married almost 29 years.
Let's not discuss time. Oh, my gosh.
But
it wasn't
bad. We were very regimented in what we were
eating. I enjoyed it.
And how we were shopping, because we were like, we don't know what this is going to do, how long it's going to last, what the grocery stores are going to look like. Because
if you've ever been
in a hurricane situation, which I was as a kid,
yeah.
You would go to the store and all of a sudden shelves were cleared.
Yeah, it was weird.
2 days before a storm. And I was like, we don't know if we're going to be looking at that. So we were very careful about everything we did, and we did everything together.
But not just that. I didn't mind that.
No.
I kind of liked it. I kind of liked being, it was like, all right, Kim and I are hunkered down.
Mm-hmm.
Here's her and I. We're on a couch. We're watching probably Gilmore Girls for the 8th time.
No, we weren't.
But the point is, we were there. And we would check in with the kids, and we all were making sure everybody was okay, but we could just hunker down, and it was fine. I didn't mind it. There wasn't any moment where I went, oh my gosh, I can't be with this woman 24/7. You know, I never felt that.
Same. That's
so,
funny.
I guess that's good if we're at 28, working on 29, and we're still getting along all right. Carter, how do you feel about that? How important for you is it that your parents still can hang out with each other and not want to kill each other?
I think that's probably a good thing.
Said like a true college academic with vast knowledge.
What kind of question is that?
That's a dumb question.
Oh, that's funny.
Because it's obvious. It's good, right? It seems like it should be good. I guess I was a little surprised by it. I thought we were going to be pissers a little bit.
No, I didn't expect that.
I don't know. I always worry about things that aren't true, so... Happens all the time.
I didn't expect that. It was weird too.
I thought my kids were all going to be a drug addicted weirdos, and look at them.
Wow.
they're pretty chill. They're only a little weird and only take certain drugs. No, they don't take any drugs that I know of. That's always a key.
That's a very good key. Tell
but them. Hey, Rip, here's the other dog. Ripley, Ellen Ripley of the Nostromo.
He has to give them all full names.
Yeah.
You like that?
I love it. I love that she's named after Ripley. It just makes me want to watch Alien, Aliens, and Alien 3, and even 4. I don't mind.
We should watch all those. We should do a little...
I'd do an Alien marathon.
Marathon.
Hell yeah.
That'd be all right. Weird.
What do you mean?
She'd be all nervous. It makes me think she chews up mom.
Maybe she's got a...
Who did we hear from this week?
Oh, before we do that.
Oh, okay.
Carter, was that this morning that you found that in her poop?
Oh, that was me.
Okay, so boom. I'm slowly running out of these things that I wear at night sometimes that help me breathe at night, especially if I've got allergies or something. And just kind of clears open my nasal passages so I don't snore as much. And it's basically these just a little plastic little insert thing.
Yeah.
Two little tubes.
Yep.
And they work great. I breathe better.
They're like snore guards.
I have to tell you something about last night because I think it'll surprise you.
Okay.
Anyway, I wear them sometimes and not all the time. But the dog, for some reason, thinks that's the greatest treat in the world.
I don't know why. She goes into our room very quietly, very fast.
Very stealthily, goes in there, finds one of them, lips it, just takes it in her lip, comes out here, eats it, and I mean whole.
Yeah, we know that.
Because she took a dump today, and there's a big old freaking, one of my things sticking out of it.
Entire nose guard.
And that's not the first time.
Ugh.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I sent that to everyone because I wanted you to know.
Whatever that plastic is, freaking wrap me in it.
And then Taylor said, just rinse it off again.
No. Oh, my gosh. I'll get more.
Perfectly usable.
They come in a pack of like...
It was all one piece.
They came... I dare you to put that in your nose. They come in packs of like 25.
Yeah, there's no reason to reuse it.
And they're cheap. There's like $5. I'm not going to do it. Anyway.
Stop leaving them out.
I didn't.
You didn't put it back in the little pack I gave you, the little zip pouch.
But then I mix up which one I just had on my nose and which ones are clean and new.
You take them and you throw them away.
Okay. All right. Here's this thing. You ready?
Okay,
Carter, wait, Carter, vote. my hair? Should I get my hair cut or keep growing?
Start growing it.
Grow it? Grow it. Okay. All right. Carter gets to say.
Carter gets
to paint my nails sometimes. If I'm letting her do that, then. All right.
Ask me to.
I know. I don't mind. Well, last time you said, can I do your nails? I said, sure. That was you. It's fine. I don't mind. All right. Here's an email, Kim. Came to skimshow at gmail.com. And this email came from Kirsten. I have not known a Kirsten personally since high school. My friend Mark's sister was named Kirsten. Hmm. And I took her on a date. And it was weird. Because it was my good friend's sister. It was just weird.
That makes sense.
All right. Dear Kim and Scott, I really enjoy listening to I'm reading this unseen, by the way. Okay. I haven't
We never know what we're getting into.
Yeah, somebody
here.
Could go, you guys suck, and I want your... Whatever. Dear Scott and Kim, I really enjoy the Skim Show, or listening to the Skim Show, and wanted to let you know how much it means to me to be able to listen. You've made me understand my parents and their desire to be grandparents. I'm their oldest daughter, now 39. Around age 30, I started to have the wish to be a mum, and my husband and I started talking about it more seriously. We've been together since I was 18, but we never really had a strong wish one way or the other. Our path was chosen for us, unfortunately, as I fell really ill, and after a year in and out of the hospital, got diagnosed with degenerative genetic disorder, or a one of those. We were relieved with the diagnosis, not knowing what was happening and being able to get the right treatment. I hate that when it's like a mystery thing, and doctors are like, we've done all I hate that. Mm. Why do we pay you millions of dollars? Okay, anyway. After a year of this awfulness, I was really hurt when my parents didn't seem to understand that we decided not to pursue a life with children, no matter how many facts I put forward. They were insistent, a life with children makes you happier. Listening to you and while looking back at what we spoke about, I actually don't think that that's what they were saying. They were saying that they were sad we couldn't have children and they couldn't be there for us for their possible grandkids. I get it now. And after all these years, we have made them grandparents to two grand kittens, haha. And my sister actually had an amazing cheeky one-year-old boy, or has a cheeky one-year-old boy. I think they're from Britain. Oh, Scotland. I love this. Oh, Kirsten, if I could hear your accent right now. You don't even know how much I love.
Scott loves a Scottish accent.
I don't care who's doing it. You get the hairiest looking dwarf can do it. And I'm loving it. I just want to make out with the dwarf.
This is awesome.
I don't mean dwarf. I mean like in a fantasy sense. Dwarf.
Okay.
You know, like dwarves.
Careful there, sir.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to make anyone mad.
That's super fun.
Says, with my diagnosis and treatment, I've been able to get back to work and teach biology in an amazing high school with all my lovely students. Thank you for making me understand something that we weren't able to communicate before. Big hug to you both. Kirsten from Scotland. P.S. I have attached a photo of the grand cats.
Oh, my gosh. This is awesome.
Look at these two, Carter.
Oh.
Here, and blow it up. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. That is adorable.
Those look like more than twice better than your cat.
Oh, come on now.
Your cat sucks.
That's really cool.
That's really cool. And yeah, if we haven't made it clear, we should make it clear again. Like, as much as I was excited for the prospect of any of my kids pursuing kids, I also always knew that if there was a chance any of them said, nah, it's not really for me, we're not going to get in the way.
No.
I mean, we might internally go, oh, I would love to see what kind of mom she'd be, or I'd love to see what kind of dad he'd be, or whatever. But my take has always been, you got to live your life.
Yes.
And if that happens, then we kick in as it's mostly a support thing. Like they kind of said it here. They're not sad.
They're sad.
They're sad because they can't be there.
Right.
And be that part of your life.
Right. But I'm glad they figured it out, though, too. They're not.
Oh, I'm super glad.
There's no hurt
feelings
anymore.
Well, that's great. And I hope your parents are doing good and they understand and all that stuff. A lot of people, some of my favorite people on this planet don't have kids and never plan to. And then some people I know said they were and had them anyway. And then I got just as excited because it's awesome. But if they do or they don't, if it's dogs or it's cats, if it's little human babies, whatever, you got to do what's good for you. And so I'm glad you're doing that. And I hope you're doing, it sounds like you're doing much better. And that's
and
awesome to hear.
And to be a high school teacher is something I've always wanted to do. Never did.
You'd be a very good high school teacher.
But I think it's super cool that that's what she's doing.
I agree. I always did too. I wanted to be an art teacher real bad. Junior high though. I want them at that awkward stage where I can really shape them. No, because in high school, they're already butts. You get them a little early,
I'd say high school would be more fun.
You can mold them.
High school's a little easier than junior high. Junior high, they're turds.
Sixth grade?
They're still figuring themselves out.
Third grade?
Like 8 or 9.
Fourth.
anyway.
10, 11.
They're all just fine. Anyway.
That's my bitter guy.
10, 10. Anybody got 10?
All right. Here's Sean Dickinson wrote in. Would you like to hear what he has to say?
I would.
Sean's a frequent face I see all over the community. He says, hey, hello there, Scott and Kim. Been a long time fan of all the other Frog Pants stuff, and I've just started listening to Skim last month, and I've been loving it. What drove me to reach out is that I love sharing recipes and food advice since I was a chef for 15 years until COVID ended that career for me. He says, don't worry, I'm still employed, just in the new field. I know I have heard Scott say he... Did someone knock him?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see who it is. Oh, this is a momentous moment here.
We haven't had anyone knock at the door.
At the door.
Hardly in a year, while we're recording.
I wouldn't call that contactless. Okay, Carter's opened the door, play-by-play here.
Oh, I've got some, you know what? I made black eyed peas today, and Anna's here to pick some up.
Do you want me to pause it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back right after these black eyed peas.
And then we'll finish the email.
Okay, we're back. It was my niece. She was getting some, what'd you make?
Black eyed peas.
Black eyed peas.
It's Monday. It's
which
a good
are
day
not peas.
They are.
No, they're beans. They're are peas beans?
They're called black eyed peas.
Are they all legumes?
They're all right. Legumes.
Sorry, this email got interrupted. I'm going to continue it. I know I have heard Scott say he prefers turkey burgers, but I do have a fantastic beef burger recipe. I like beef too. I'll eat beef. No problem. But I don't know. Turkey's good. Like Smash Burger.
It's a little lighter.
They make a heck of a...
Yeah. It's a little lighter, and that's why. But usually you have beef.
Well, that sounds good right now. anyway, it says beef burger recipe I'd like to share because it's very simple. Scott, you don't have to read the recipe on the show. I'm going to anyway. Here it is. 4 ounces of good quality 80-20 ground beef. Do you know what that means, 80-20?
Yes, I do.
That's like Google used to do 80% of their work, and then 20% they'd make their own projects. 80-20.
All right.
A pinch of salt. Okay.
So far, so good.
1/4 of a sweet onion, super thinly sliced. Mmm. 1 slice American cheese, 1 bun, untoasted. This just sounds like a burger to me.
It's a good burger.
Unless you're mixing it all into the meat. You're not doing that.
No.
Place a ball of ground meat on a very hot cast iron or griddle and sprinkle the salt. Smash it into a very thin patty, a bit thicker in the middle. Top the raw face upside of the onion, yes, all of it. It will look like way too much, he says.
So like a round of onion on the top of it, okay?
He says it sounds like too much, but do it. Cook till the edges go crispy and then flip onto the onion side. Top with the cheese and then top the bun and then the bottom bun to steam. Cook for 3 more minutes till the onions go dark and assemble the burger. No condiments, just try it plain and be amazed by the flavor. Hope you guys enjoy it and can't wait to hear what you think. And Kim, do you have any favorite burger or sandwich recipes?
Well, we talked about the one from this morning. This burger recipe sounds perfect, though, because you love a sweet onion.
I do, yeah.
Just a white onion or a red onion and just flip it on there. It would be so good.
I wouldn't turn
that down. I'm excited to try this.
He says, P.S. Scott, you sound totally different in person in the kitchen. I thought it was an April Fool's joke at first. Do I sound that different?
In the kitchen?
I mean, just here instead of on my mics?
I don't know.
My mics don't do anything special. They're just isolate my voice, that's all.
I don't know. That's funny.
Sean, that's all. What?
It's your posture, Carter said.
Oh, it's terrible. Look how bad it is. And this.
Well, we're totally going to try that because that sounds amazing. And I like the idea of trying it without anything else on it and see if you really like it.
I'm fine with that. Let's do it.
Okay.
Now, can we do it really and follow up?
Really will.
Okay. We're doing it
tomorrow.
We'll do it with beef, but you could do it with turkey. It doesn't sound like it'd be that different.
Beef would be better with the onion.
Would it?
Mm-hmm. He's right.
All right.
We're going to try it. I'm glad that you still have a job. I'm sad that the pandemic means you're not a chef.
Pandemic can
That's
eat
like
a poop.
That's so fun.
Here's one from William Townsend.
Love, Will. He's from Slidell.
Yep. He says, hey, Cam, do you have a biscuit recipe? If so, what kind? Man, this show is food heavy, isn't it?
It is. You're hungry now, I can tell.
I'm starving.
So my biscuit recipe, the only one I've ever really made other than scones is one my grandma made. She took me in the kitchen and showed me how she makes her biscuits. She used to make them every morning.
Hold on,
grandma.
For the record, is this the grandma that shot the squirrels with the gun sideways?
Yes.
Homie style?
Yep.
Okay, continue.
It's because they were in her fig tree. But yes, there was no amount.
We're paused for some reason. No, we're not. Keep going.
Oh. There was no amounts in this recipe. She just said you put this much all-purpose flour, and then you take about this much Crisco or lard.
Crisco or lard?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't Crisco
this
just lard?
This is a really good biscuit dough.
Okay.
And
sounds
then,
like
and she put a little bacon grease in there. I mean, like, we're talking.
A little bacon grease with lard?
She would fry them up in bacon grease. Like, the bacon grease would be at the bottom of the pan. But she would just like, oh, and you do this, and then you put this much milk till it looks like this.
No wonder your grandparents died at like 43. Just kidding.
They were in their 80s.
I know, I'm teasing. Keep going.
Stop it.
This proves that oily food helps you live. They made eggs or bacon every day.
Oh.
Every freaking day.
And it was bacon, biscuits, and gravy.
He sat on that chair most of the time, and he was a KKK dragon.
Not until he was later in life.
Was he a grand dragon?
He was a farmer.
They were farmers. Yeah, but he was a grand dragon on the weekends.
Yeah.
You need to stop.
Kim is one generation away from really bad racism. Anyway, go ahead.
That would be two.
No.
My dad's not.
Oh, your dad's not, right. So, okay, yeah.
Anyway, I don't have it written down. I just got to know what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I need to find one that works better here. I've tried it here. It's not the same for Utah.
Really?
It falls different because it's so dry here. And
oh, it's a...
And in Mississippi, the humidity helped with that. It made them all fluffy.
That's always so fascinating to me,
so,
the kind of
Will,
food you
I'm
can't
sorry,
cook in certain places.
I don't have one that I use all the time. I try different ones.
Could we humidify the kitchen?
We could try.
Could have Carter just go.
Actually, I probably would do better if I had a convection oven.
What's a convection oven?
It has the fan in the back and it moves the air around.
What's this?
Not a convection oven.
What do you call this? Convection.
Convection.
No, but this is a conventional.
This is a conventional oven, yeah.
Oh, that's boring. I was hoping it had a cool name. The one without the fan. But wait, the
not
fan.
A convection.
What does the fan do? It seems
it
like it dried out.
It moves air around a lot more, so it makes it more even. Anyway, I have not found a good recipe yet.
Oh, that's why the British baking show, they had that whole thing where they really pushed the idea of a convection oven as the only way to make certain kinds of things because.
I know, he's all over the place, isn't he?
What? That's what we
you just keep interrupting.
Oh,
that's
wait, no,
that's why.
No, that makes sense, though. The convection oven part, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it now. I was watching that episode going, why do they keep saying that? This is nothing. It's nothing. But you're saying there's a difference.
There's a difference, yes.
All right.
So, no, I do not have a recipe that I can send anyone because I haven't found one that I love. But also, I have to find one that's high altitude and for a drier climate.
Well, here's what he says about getting them wet, or not wet, getting
them
moist.
Does he have a recipe? Did he send me a recipe? I'm
well,
so excited.
He didn't, but he said, I've always used my grandma's recipe, and it's a lot of work, but totally worth it because they're amazing. The one thing I hate about making them is that you have to use frozen butter so that the steam, when the butter melts in the oven, causes the layers to be very flaky. Well, that sounds good.
Yes, it
does. I hate it because so I have to pull out my food processor and use the grating thing to shred the butter since it will melt if I did that by hand on the box grater. He then says, hey, Scott, what do you like to put on biscuits? Homemade jelly, sausage gravy, a fried egg, all of the above, dude. That was all
not all
good.
At the same time, but yes, all of the above.
All that sounds good. I like butter. I like
my dad
all
makes
of it.
The best blackberry jam from his blackberries.
Or just like good old-fashioned, like, what's the gravy called that you make?
Red
sausage
gravy?
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
That you get at a, where you get biscuits and gravy, that kind of gravy?
Oh, but a red-eye gravy has coffee in it. Which is
that's
really
fine.
Good.
I'll try that.
I like that.
Does it taste like coffee?
That's why it's called red eye gravy. It's for... No, it doesn't.
Oh.
It just has the caffeine and stuff in it.
Well, that was red eye gravy because it gave you the poops.
When I was a kid, my grandma made red eye gravy and she always put tomatoes in it. Like fresh tomatoes, like mashed into the gravy. It was so good.
Why was Joe Cotton Eye Joe then? I'm figuring out all these eye references. Cotton Eye Joe, what does that mean to have cotton eye?
Maybe did he have some infection?
Well, he probably has cataracts.
Cataracts.
Oh, is that what it is? Cotton eye means cataracts? Hold on, I should know
I
that.
I don't know.
Cotton eye meaning.
He had pink eye all the time.
I don't know. Here, we'll look it up. What does cotton eye mean?
Oh, my goodness.
Cotton eye Joe. Okay, here we go. Two versions. He was in love. That's why he was cotton eyed, because he's dabbing his tears.
What?
Or, in truth, there are two versions of the song. Oh, this is talking about the song. I don't care about the song.
Okay,
maybe
but...
that's where it's from, though.
All right.
I would like Will's grandma's biscuit recipe. I want to see if it works, because he's in Louisiana, though, so see, you have the humidity and all that.
Something funny, by the way, he said that. I want... what'd you say?
I want Will's grandma's
I want
recipe.
Will... I thought you called him Bill. I want Will's grandma's biscuit recipe. Didn't that sound weird, the way you said it?
The way you said it, yes.
Biscuit. That's your emails.
But I know it's possible because there's a place here called Sweet Lakes Biscuits and Limeade.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good. Their biscuits are insanely good, but I don't think they give out the recipe.
You should get a job there.
Oh, really?
And then learn how to make them and then
give
it in 2 weeks.
Oh, there's, I got there one for more.
Entire month is all.
This is from Jeff, not Sire. Just Jeff.
Just
wants
Jeff.
To know, what would it take for you to leave Scott?
That's a weird question.
It's a weird question. I don't think
that's
what he's saying.
That's not the first time we've gotten that question.
I know. People, it's like they want to see us goof and fail.
Why?
I don't know. I think people like it. You know when you have like somebody who grows up in Hollywood?
Some people like to child watch actor, the world
whatever,
burn.
They want
to
watch people burn out and wipe
really?
Out.
Really?
I don't know if that's what he means here.
Well, I know,
would you
but I...
for murder? Would he murder someone?
Yeah, would you leave me if I murdered somebody?
You don't think I would come visit you in prison? Come on.
I don't know. Conjugal visit, baby. What if I... Okay.
I don't know
let's
if I
say
have
somebody
that limit.
Attacked Carter. I intervened and slit their throat. Well, whatever death you want. That's a gnarly one. But
that's a gnarly one. And I think that would be self-defense. Well,
but let's say they threw me in jail saying, no, you messed up. You misread it. Whatever.
That's not a reason to leave somebody.
You're in 10 years.
I have told Scott when we first got married, if he cheated on me, that would mean I was
yep.
gone.
She would be. She'd go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we'd all
and none of this...
You know.
I'll respect you.
What do you mean you'd side with her? You'd still come visit me.
No.
Why?
Be like, you screwed up, buddy.
What if I cheated with an actor you all liked?
An actor, not an actress? Chris
Hemsworth? I thought.
You're so red.
Listen. That's just, I have too much blood.
Oh, Scott. He's not embarrassed. He just has too much blood.
I've never had the public say that. If I get all red. Oh, he's fine. He just has too much blood.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but I mean, what I'm saying is, like, what if it was, like, Scarlett Johansson or something like that? Would you guys visit me?
It would never matter.
I'd be living on her high hog money. Come to California. We'll have a few laughs, I'll say. That's what John McClane said in Die Hard. All right. Well, I don't know the answer to that.
I already told you.
If I had an affair,
yeah.
If I cheated,
there would be no, like that I'll would take him back happen. Anyway, blah, all that stuff.
What
no,
would what circumstance would I have to have in my life where that would make sense to me? Oh, my gosh. There's
Scarlett
not
Johansson
one. Yeah, I guess Scarlett Johansson. Give me a call.
Oh my gosh.
That's it for today's show, I think. Can you think of anything else that we're meant to do or talk about? I don't think so.
We talked a lot about food and all that. So.
Yeah, we've gone about the length I like to go. And I think that's going to do it. We're going to have black-eyed peas, which are really just beans. And what's going with them? Just the, what else?
Just rice.
Rice.
Beans.
We're going to put some ground turkey
carbs.
On ours.
Oh, yeah, we have ground turkey.
That's not a lot of carbs.
But Carter won't because Carter doesn't eat meat. We should get into that one. We talk about what it's like to.
I think with beans and rice together, it's a complex carb.
What does that mean?
It's better for you.
It's complicated.
You digest it.
Oh, really?
It's actually, and rice is a grain, not a pasta or anything, so it's a little better for you than a lot of carbs.
Complex, meaning like, these are obviously poopy carbs because they're made in factories.
Scott's looking at a bowl of chips here.
Yeah.
I like how you're concerned about the rice and you're eating chips. That's a lot of carbs.
Oh, I don't know. That dinner's going to be a lot. I don't know if I can handle that.
On that note, that'll do it. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Do the dogs have anything they want to say?
They're
half asleep. Wow. All right. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Ready for breakfast? Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.